What's the word that sums that up for you?
Naive. We're in control of the game, 2-0 up against 10 men, and we've conceded 2 bad goals, and we're accountable for that, and we should have made better decisions on the break and managed the game a lot better.
Just to talk about the game overall, first of all, the first half, I mean, Sunderland started strongly, no danger about that, it was definitely a red card.
If I'm honest, at the moment I saw it, I didn't think it was. Watch it back again, I'm not sure it is, if I'm honest. If I was the manager of Sunderland, I'd be appealing it.
Right, so you thought that was a bit harsh?
Yeah, yeah.
But it obviously gave you a psychological advantage and a man advantage. The offside goal, Ginelli's cross...
It's not offside.
No, Andy Cook gets something on it and it didn't look offside.
He's a yard onside. You can't blame point finger at the referee. The linesman's his side, he can see everything. And for whatever reason, he's decided to flag it, and but he's a yard onside.
Yeah, so that's the frustration.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's week in, week out, you get decisions, and that don't go in your favour. That's cost us a goal. It'd have been a different game on the back end of that. Obviously, as I said, we got the sending off, probably went in our favour today, but we have to look at ourselves. We were 2-0 up, and we need to make the game a lot simpler and manage the whole situation a lot better, and we didn't.
But the start to the second half, I mean, you started on fire, and 2 goals. I mean, everybody talks about Josh Ginelli and, you know, fans phoning up saying it's a worldie. But the first goal, the construction of the first goal,
yeah,
and Andy Cook's ball down to the right side, the cross and the run, it's a really good team goal.
Yeah, as you said, a lot of the goals that we have scored have been good team goals over the course of the season so far. It's Gino's a great goal, individual skill, and... his ability to do it, but as I said, there was a lot more opportunities in that second half to score more goals and to put the game to bed, and we didn't.
So you talk about the fact that it's a young squad and it's a learning curve for them, a learning experience, and not to see the game out. That's the frustration for you. And I could see on the touchline, you know, that there was a breakaway just before they got the second goal, where you have the chance either to take it to the corner flag or to thread a better ball through. They get possession, they go up the other end and score.
Yeah, I've just seen it back in there, that moment you're on about it, that's where you need to manage the game better, that's where decision-making in football is massive. As you said, the young team, they have to learn from that, but if they don't learn, and they don't take on the information of where to make better decisions, unfortunately they won't go higher on the career. That's where they need to be learning and developing from the mistakes.
Yeah, what's the mood amongst the players in the dressing room?
Disappointed, they're down. Because we 2-0 up, and given the situation in the game against 10 men, but look, it's we'll see. It is a point gained. That's all we can do, and we'll get ourselves ready for Tuesday night, and we'll go down to Portsmouth, and it's going to be another difficult game for us, and we'll be the underdogs again, and we'll go down there and do our best.
Yeah, some great games coming up now through Christmas. You've got some of the top teams. I mean, talk about Luton here. You've got Charlton to play, Pompey on Tuesday night, then the cup tie here with Sunderland. So ahead of that, and a chance to get through to round three of the big boys. Does today mean anything compared to next Saturday or not?
No, look, it's every game's different. We want to win every single game, and as I said, we're bitterly disappointed with what's happened today. But as I said, the lads have got to learn from it, and we'll get ourselves ready for Tuesday night, and then after Tuesday night, we'll get ourselves ready for the FA Cup.
Yeah, but the positive is that you've gone sort of toe-to-toe with arguably one of the best two teams in this division.
Yeah, look, between today's performance, I thought we were outstanding in large parts of it. We weathered the storm for the first 10-15 minutes. They came out the blocks very quick, and they had a lot of corners, a lot of set plays, and put us under a lot of pressure. But after that, I thought we grew into the game, and as I said, we played well long periods of the game, but at the crucial moments, the decisions wasn't good enough.
Yeah, the 2 goals that they scored, do you see those as poor from a defensive point of view?
It's not just about the defenders. Let's not get that caught up in just that. We defend as a team. For where he scored from, we've got a player on the edge of the box. He just needs to see him and pick him up, and he's ghosted off him. He's let him run, and he's not reacted quick enough, our player.
Yeah, but still a great atmosphere around this place,
don't it? Oh, yeah, look, the atmosphere was unbelievable. Obviously, it helps with the amount of fans that Sunderland brought down. Look, it's we're disappointed, but as I said, we'll get ourselves ready for Tuesday night now.
Yeah, learning, still positives to take out of it.
Oh, yeah, look, it's still massive positives for us. It's a young group, but as I said, they've got to learn. They have to take on the mistake, learn from the mistakes.